ABC Radio Australia.
Music, of course, it goes without saying, very big part in the life of the Pacific Islands and the Pacific diaspora communities around the world. Music tends to be rather closely intertwined with tradition and culture and plays a big role in shaping the upbringing of young Pacific Islanders. As Dubravka Volida reports, it's this link that was marked at the Pacific Awards show in New Zealand.
This is the biggest night in Pacific music, and we are so happy to be here to share our Pacific music celebration.
Music, glitz and glam. Pacific music was celebrated at the awards in Auckland. It was a live event with the artists back on stage after 2 years of COVID restrictions. 27-year-old Auckland-based Tongan Emily Muli won Best Pacific Female Artist. She says she likes to mix genres and make it her
own. Catch a break, stay up too late, say yes to everything, then regret the choice you made. Give too much, always in a rush, just take it easy.
Being Tongan just adds to the richness of my creativity, and I'm blessed to have a grandfather who was a composer and a songwriter and a musician in Tonga as well. And so I guess what I do is just a part of his legacy, and I think it's really important as a Pacific artist to stay rooted in your culture and in your traditions and in your language. And so I hope to be able to sing and write in Tongan some more.
She says her Tongan upbringing has influenced her music.
I remember my first song I ever wrote, would have been in primary school, so maybe like 10 or 11. It was written for my grandpa's sister who pretty much raised us. And so when she had passed, I really wanted to kind of write something to reflect how I felt, because I wasn't good at speaking. And then I've kind of just carried that on in terms of like my own music now and what I've been able to release. The things that I experience and the things that I go through, I tend to put that all in song.
Samoan artist Kings was named Best Pacific Male Artist, and Cook Island musician Sam V was awarded Best Pacific Soul R&B Artist. Here he is performing for Pacific Beat.
You've got your flaws, I've got mine. Ain't no rebounding time. You find your peace, I'll find mine this time.
There we go. That's the
wonderful
chorus.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Sam says his upbringing has shaped who he is.
It's just innate. Like, it's just part of who I am. So super proud to be representing Mangaia. That's my island. And then pretty cool to be shouldering the R&B moniker amongst my Pacifica peers. I think I've just got a lot of memories of busking growing up, like from the ages of, you know, 5 to 14. I spent a lot of time busking in the streets of Auckland, kind of honing my craft, learning how to perform, how to engage and connect with an audience. So like a lot of that has been a massive part of my development. Like, in terms of one like tangible memory, probably not, but just years of just that, busking on Queen Street.
Event producer Petrina Tongi Saena says it's important to celebrate the richness and diversity of Pacific music.
It's always wonderful to see a new wave of artists coming through, and just the different genres and the talent that's there, and then our Pacific language. So having cultural music, language music, alongside hip-hop and contemporary, you know, just showing the depth of talent.
Emily Muli says music has been part of Pacific culture past and present, and she encourages Pacific women and girls in particular to follow their dreams.
As a Pacific female, you know, there's not a lot of spaces that are made for us, and sometimes we have to kind of pave our own way. My encouragement would be just to do it, just to take that step, because I think if you're working out of fear, you won't get to the places that you could be. So I just encourage all our Pasifika wahine to get out there, to put ourselves out there. Like, this is authentic to us, this is natural to us, our creative spirits and how we express ourselves. I think the world needs to hear more of us.
Rhythm and truth, I give you, I give you. R stands for the riot in me, revolution in me, rise up now.